Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, you know, makers, artists, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of becoming who you were born to be. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn new things and challenge your assumptions about what is possible so you can create new things, bring your ideas to life, and get your work to work. For the past 4 years in the spring, I've taught a class to college students about to graduate called Professional Practices. One of the assignments that I have them do is to identify and research leaders in their field of study or in the industry they're wanting to work in. It's an interesting assignment because it's less to do with passively consuming other people's content or even comparing oneself to them, and more about paying attention to the people you are connecting with and why. If you were to do this assignment for yourself, would you be able to come up with a list of 5 to 10 people? Who would be on that list? You know, these are great questions, but here's the kicker. What do you actually learn from the people you are paying attention to? And do you actually act upon that information? Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/282. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with the things blowing my mind and access to new things as I make them. All right, let's dive into this topic. If you were to make a list of 5 to 10 leaders in your industry right now that you're actively paying attention to, would you be able to do it? As I mentioned, this is the assignment I give students in my class. And I want them to research people whose work inspires them, whose culture matches their work style and interests, whose vision, mission, and values align with theirs, and people that they can connect with in the future. And from there, I have them build out the list with contact information and what they do, who they are, but most importantly, why this person? This is a challenging assignment on many levels, but it really requires you to pay attention to who you are paying attention to. But I also think it emphasizes a stronger reality. What are you learning from the people you're paying attention to? Are you just comparing yourself to them in order to feel better about yourself? Or is it to push you to level up your skills? Chances are you've heard this quote from Jim Rohn. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And I think you can make the case that you are the average of the 5 people you pay the most attention to, but also the 5 people that push you into action with what you learn from them. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 5 people with you that I'm actually paying attention to and a little bit about what I'm learning from them. The first person is Chris Butler. I've had him on the show several times, episodes 82 and 169, and it's always a pleasure to talk with him because we talk about creativity, yes, we talk about all of the things that go into creativity, but I learn so much from Chris. His podcast, Design Tomorrow, is actually one that I listen to. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but what I love about his podcast is that the writing is absolutely spectacular. The production quality is top-notch, and his approach to podcasting is refreshing and enjoyable. It's got music throughout, there's cool sound effects and engaging clips, and he really comes at the podcast medium from not just a spoken form, but from the multimodal connections of sound and music and spoken word. But most importantly, Chris's approach to podcasting makes me want to be a better podcaster. The way that he engages with people on social media and the ways that he presents himself in his newsletter makes me want to be a better person. And that is the hallmark for me of someone to pay attention to. The second person that I pay attention to is Alicia Cologne of Thrice Studio. When I first paid attention to Alicia, she was primarily doing photography and doing portrait work for a design agency. But over the years, she shifted to being a paper crafter and creating amazing scenes for hero images on websites with paper and photography. And what I've learned from her is just to follow not only your craft, but to integrate your craft with your faith and your family. Alicia was one of the first podcast guests on Getting Work to Work when I started to shift from not just doing monologues, but interviewing people. And she encouraged me to turn on the camera and to learn how to connect with people, not only audibly, but visually. Her approach to life and work was recently documented by Dan Petty in his documentary series, Greater Than Avatars. And I just really appreciate how she balances those three areas, faith, family, and work. And it's a challenge that she shares, but it's possible. And it's something that I aspire for my own life as well. The third person is a musician, songwriter, and entrepreneur named Neil Morse. And what I love about Neil Morse, not only is his music phenomenal, but he is the hallmark of what it means to be great at everything that you do. He is a songwriter, a musician on many levels. He plays piano and keyboards, guitar, he sings. And that, to me, is being great at everything that you do. And that, in many ways, goes against the message of what a lot of people say in the creative sphere of just being great at one thing. Well, he's great at everything that he does. And I think it's because he collaborates with a lot of musicians that cause him to be better at what he does. And it's also because I think he's true to his vision. He has a specific vision and calling for his life, and he brings that to everything that he does. His upcoming project in June that he's releasing is a rock opera called Jesus Christ the Exorcist. And if that's not being true to your vision, I'm not sure what is. But most importantly, I am just enamored with how he finds as many ways as possible to create the most value for his work. As a musician, he's really struggled with streaming media, and it's not on most streaming platforms. And there's a reason why, because he doesn't want to earn pennies for the work that he's done. His audience isn't large enough to really be sustainable for pennies on the dollar. So what does he do? He has his own record label where he sells MP3s of his music. He sells high quality WAV files, high quality audio files. And yet, that wasn't enough for his audience. So what did he do? Instead of joining Spotify, he created his own streaming platform. And I think the way that Neil approaches his audience, the way that he's approaching his craft, is a win-win for both. Yes, he wants to create high-quality music, but he also wants to create as many ways as possible for his audience to engage with it. And as someone in his audience, I'm all in. And that is what I'm learning for myself, how to create the most value so that it's a win-win, not only for my audience, but for myself. The next person on this list is Dina Rodriguez of Lettershop. She is someone who is an online educator. She does great hand lettering work, and her craft is commendable. But more than that, her voice is on point. She is not afraid to say all the things that matter to her. She owns her voice. She is 100% authentic to who she is. And I can't not get enough of that. She makes me want to own my voice. And that is something that every day when I see her pop up in my email, in social channels, I listen, I pay attention to not only what she's saying, but how I can apply it to my own platform. The final person on this list is James Victory, and I've talked about James a lot in this podcast. I've even had him on the show, and he's an artist, designer, speaker, writer, and he came across my attention with his YouTube series, Dangerous Ideas with James Victory. And I absolutely love it because he has helped me to embrace not only who I am, but to push forward in that, to be more weird, to be more relatable, to be more me. And that is the message that I get when I pay attention to James. His latest book, Feck Perfection, is so awesome because it's all about being who you are and not being afraid of just fear and all of the voices that I think hold us back from being who we are. So I could keep going on this list, but that would only belabor the point that I want to make. It's not enough to just passively consume people and their content on social media and in their newsletters. It's not enough to just passively say, yes, I'm paying attention to you. But it's about learning not only what they're doing, not only who they are. What are they saying? What are you learning from the things that they're saying? And what are you putting into action? What are you putting into your work from these things? And this is where paying attention to people gets incredibly powerful. If you're not learning from these people, you are just comparing yourself and probably just wanting to feel better about who you are. But when you can say, hey, this is what I'm learning and this is what I'm putting into action and this is why I'm doing it, then it gets powerful. So the question is, who are you learning from and what are you putting into action? Make that list, make that connection, and increase the action of what they're saying. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.